A few Saturdays ago, NPR's Allison Aubrey set off on an assignment to find out what youngsters think about climate change. She was in the Washington, D.C. metro heading for a concert that was to educate young people about the environment. The train got stuck along the way. But as Allison Aubrey tells us in this reporter's notebook, she ended up learning a lot about how children make sense out of something that many adults can't explain.
I had my own assumptions. I figured a lot of kids would be confused about global warming, and some might be afraid. I came across Will Watson, a fourth grader, who was riding the metro with his godmother.
Global warming is something I don't like, especially since the ice caps are melting. And I've been hearing that New York might be flooding in about 4 years.
Does that scare you?
Yeah.
Okay, a little confusion about the pace of change. But after Will told me about his fears, I was really struck by how almost in the same breath he talked about how to solve the problem.
I know scientists have developed a car that instead of pumping out carbon dioxide and all the harmful things, it eats up the harmful things that's already in the air.
Though he wasn't sure when this car might be available, what impressed me in this kid is that fear was just a starting place. What flowed from it was hope. When I finally got off the train, some teenage street musicians saw me with my microphone, and when they gathered round, I told them I was talking to young people about global warming.
What can we say about global warming? Come on,
just
y'all.
Think about it.
Sing about global warming.
I don't know how to sing about it. Could you give me some facts?
Some facts. Well, we talked for a few minutes, and musician Malcolm Banks came up with a theme.
Do something for everybody. Don't just focus on yourself.
And within a few beats, an original creation unfolded.
5, 6, 7, 8.
The earth is heating up.
But you can do something
about it.
About it.
I said the earth is heating up. But we can do something about it.
NPR's Allison Aubrey, but she wasn't singing.